This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello?
Hey, Mommy.
Hi.
I'm sorry I called you Mommy. I didn't remember until after I said it. My mom wants or is going to have me come up to Maryland for my birthday over the weekend. So I was thinking about seeing the children tomorrow evening for dinner. And that wasn't our normal routine. I wanted to check and make sure that would be okay with you before I schedule anything.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's good with you?
That's your choice. So you can own your choices.
I know, honey. I would like to see them.
Okay.
That's trying to gauge if that's good making. For you. But I
it's
love
more than 20. It's
the...
it's more than 24 hours from now. But having me dictate micro decisions to you is not really. Helpful.
I'm just trying
to
think for you, honey.
Okay. Well, you know that I want it to be 24 hours in advance, and I don't think either one of us are under any illusion that that's something that you have respected. Or that you're a safe person for me to actually express my needs and what makes me feel safe and comfortable, because you'll utilize that to disparage me to other people.
So
you can make decisions about how you spend your time, and you can own.
I'm literally calling you to make sure that that doesn't interfere with anything that you have plan, not to disparage you.
I'm assuming it's not going to be before 1:52 p.m., so.
Okay. All right. I hope you're having a good day. I've looked in CA shed and I can't find that drill. Did you look around the house for it?
I did. I checked your office.
It's not in there?
No.
Ah, so weird. Well, I haven't taken everything out of my truck, but I just can't see how it could be in here. I still want us to be a family. I want you to be happy. I don't want any of this.
It doesn't sound like you recognize that you chose this.
I'm about to go to counseling. I'm going to have him look over the letter that I sent you for our anniversary, and I remember that you didn't like it.
Yeah, I'd really like you to not. Yeah, I'd really like you to not do that. So.
To not show it to him? I'm doing everything I can to get counseling, and I
Okay.
Would you like to tell me some alternate things to tell him instead of that?
I have no idea what you're working on, Dustin. It sounds like you're trying to get people to help you be more manipulative to trick me into going back into a really destructive relationship with you. So I don't really understand why I would aid. I don't really understand why I would aid in about that.
I don't want that.
Okay. Well, I don't really like the position that you're putting me in, and I don't really like playing along with the imaginary scenario that it's my responsibility to fix you. That's not true. Like, we actually have phone recordings of me explaining to you things wrong with that letter. And if you listen to those phone recordings, you'll hear yourself.
And I don't know which.
Okay, well, when we had the phone conversations, I know, but you're the one who already had the conversation with me, so you can't blame me for not engaging in having an argument with you. Yes, you are. You're saying that you need me to explain what's wrong with the letter. But that is, like, ridiculously ignoring the hours and 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 hours of my life that has literally been stripped away from me and literally been stripped away from my kids, having a mother involved with them and paying attention to them, and instead gone to having arguments with you when I didn't even want to argue with you because you used this excuse of trying to convince me that if I'll only tell you what's wrong with the letter, then we can be a happy family. But if you go back and listen to the recordings, that's not what happened. You tricked me into telling you what was wrong with the letter, and then you interrupted me, and then you minimized the behavior, and then you blamed me for the behavior, and then you denied the behavior, and we talked in circles. This is not a matter of you needing me to tell you what's wrong with the letter.
Try and find that recording. But when you had that recording, it wasn't clear to me what the actual problem was. So I'll try and find the recording for him. I hope that helps.
I don't think that giving him these recordings is going to be helpful in him understanding anything about our relationship, because our relationship over the last 9 months doesn't reflect our relationship over the last 17 years in any way. The way I speak to you is not reflective of who I am and how I do relationships with people. The way that I interact with you is not a healthy way to interact with a loved one. The way I interact with you is the way that somebody interacts when they are fleeing from destruction.
Aaron,
you're both saying you don't have to help
because you already have a recording. Like, I just said I would use the recording. Now you're saying the recording's not helpful.
I'm saying if you, for yourself, want to know for yourself what destructive things you yourself have done, like you're approaching the whole thing honestly, right? Then you're going to be the one. No, you're not. You're acting like somebody else has to be an arbitrator.
I don't understand the things that you say. I'll have to find a recording, I guess.
Okay.
Fine.
So
I would like somebody to help me understand, and I have
trying extremely hard to make it all make sense.
And
you're not, Dustin.
Not true.
You're not. You're not. You're trying extremely hard to let everybody see how noble and wonderful and loving you are. But that's not the same as
I'm doing everything I can to represent the truth to people as best as I know it, and the best way that I know to do that is through documentary evidence, which we have in our emails and texts and phone calls, since you don't want to participate at all. I'm not doing anything to manipulate the truth. These are things that happen that are recorded. So when you say that I'm manipulating it, you're trying to manipulate, like, my reality. It's not right.
I'm not trying to manipulate your reality, Dustin.
What I'm saying is that you cannot
leave 17 years out of describing our relational dynamics. The relational dynamics between you and I are, and only are, what they were up until last July. Everything since last July has zero to do with our marriage or our relationship or what we need to work on. Everything since last July is me trying to flee from the destruction of the previous 17 years. So you can't take anything that happened in the last
years. It wasn't about since July. So it's,
I know, but it was
I'm
a war.
Late. I gotta go.
It wasn't an honest. Okay. So you know, I have been happy every moment since I last saw you. And this phone call has been completely miserable for me. I do not like the way that you put things on me that are on you. I haven't done anything wrong to you. I haven't ever been dishonest with you. I haven't ever been unfaithful to you. I haven't ever been unloving to you. Like, I have only lived to serve you and your selfish interests. And it is really, really sad when you put things on me like they're my responsibility or my fault.
I said I would like your voice heard in this so that I can understand you better. I'm not expecting
to
do anything.
Okay, so let's not imagine for one second that you are not making it seem, you're not making it seem as though you can't see what the problem has been, and you need me to articulate what the problem has been. Like, that's what you're expressing, is that you need somebody to help you see what you can't see, and you on your own can't show the whole story to your counselor. And your counselor
can only give
them
my perspective
unless they don't know. Right.
I'm not hiding something from my counselor. So bad for this to work between us, and I love you, and I'm late, and I gotta go, and my boss called me.
Okay, I think you want back what we had, and that makes me sick.
No, I don't. I mean, how many times can I have to? I was not present in our home. I did not.
I'm really
glad. Put your needs
because if you were, it was a nightmare. I am so glad that you were not in our home. Because that would have been really damaging.
That's not what you said to me before, and I
don't speak to me. Don't speak to me that way, Dustin. I have said that to you before. Outlined in great detail what
that was the main problem was that I was absent. You said that was the main problem was that I worked too much.
That's not true.
Yes, you did.
That's not true.
All right, honey. I'm clearly upsetting you. And I don't want to do that, and I have to go anyway. I love you. Is there something I can do for you?
Please don't call me anymore. I know on our last phone call, I told you that I would like you to not do that. You know that you could have scheduled dinner with the kids tomorrow.
I wanted to check in and make sure that wasn't going to affect your plan because I do care about you and I'm considerate of you.
Well, if you would, if you really care about me, you would be 7 days notice, like I told you last September would be reasonable. Or last October would be reasonable.
I didn't understand what you said.
If you actually cared about not messing up my schedule, and you actually, truly wanted to respect me and show courtesy, then last October, I said if you truly, genuinely cared about me and wanted to show courtesy to me and didn't want to mess up my schedule, then you would be doing what I asked you to do last October when I said I thought that there should be 7 days advance notice for requesting time with the kids to give them some stability.
Number one, I don't remember that. Yeah. Number two, you're supposed to be 24 hours.
What you wrote to me when I suggested that was terrible. you said that that would be acceptable only if we were doing 50-50 overnight time sharing.
Well,
but under the situation where they have a majority of overnights with me, that would prevent you from being able to spend time with your children extemporaneously.
Well, that's the truth, honey. I would like to have a relationship with our kids, too. Hey.
I know, but do you know how hurtful that was to me?
I don't understand what's hurtful about that.
I'm not doing anything to try to stop you from having a relationship with them.
Well, that prevents me from having any effective relationship with our kids. if they're absent from our house, from my house, and I have to schedule everything with them in 7 days in advance, it's not a relationship.
You just said it's not a relationship, but that's not true. It is a relationship. It's just a little bit less convenient for you. You don't like anything to be inconvenient for you. You like to have.
Not about convenience. It's about a relationship.
I know, but you're trying to lie to me and say that if something's scheduled 7 days in advance, then that means it's not a relationship. And that's not true. And you're making me feel bad, and you're putting things on me that aren't my fault and aren't my responsibility. Our family is not broken because of me. The fact that you can't live in the same house as your wife is on you, and the fact that you can't live in the same house as your children is on you. And you want to take that and you want to twist it around to make me look bad for saying we need to have our schedules planned in advance. I'm not doing that to be controlling. I'm doing that because I know what's best for children, and it's good for children to have
it's
the stability of knowing.
Erin, you're completely disregarding the fact that you have a life with the children that isn't 100% predictable. That you're only putting that requirement on me, and the only rationale is to be punitive against me. It doesn't get scheduled 7 days in advance.
That's true. If you schedule time with the kids, then when they are with you, activities that you engage in during that time are just as flexible.
And that's completely different.
I'm just talking about whether they're going to be with you or whether they're going to be with me. Like that. That's not crazy. It doesn't stop you from having a relationship with them. It's just a common courtesy that you should feel like you need to do because you've behaved in such a way that you can't live under the same roof as us.
That is a decision that you've made.
It's not as good as a decision you made. I saw you make it. You've continued to make it.
No, I would not do that. But I gotta go.
Well, and then the alternative is that the alternative. You wanna. it hurts too bad to think of the alternative, doesn't it?
What's the alternative? I don't understand.
For us to continue to be treated that way, for me to have to feel this way that I'm feeling right now, 24/7.
I don't understand what I've done to you to make you feel
years.
This way right now. I called it a task if it would be convenient for you for me to see the kids tomorrow evening for dinner because we don't normally do that. That's not disrespectful or unpleasant or.
I didn't know that you were then going to start talking about the letter that you sent me on our anniversary, which severely distorted the reality.
It's not clear to me what's distorted, so that's why I brought it up. You say that it's
because
distorted.
How could you possibly do any more to whitewash physical abuse and psychological abuse and financial abuse and emotional abuse and sexual abuse than what you did in that letter? Like, how could any letter written in the history of the world do more to make an abuser look like a good, loving, genuine, great husband? Who
I would love for you to provide some details about.
Putting this on me.
What?
Please stop putting that on me.
You're the one making the claim.
I've done everything.
Record a phone call.
Everything that a woman can do.
What?
To express the truth to you. I've done this. Like, please.
I have no documentary evidence of anything that you can say about me.
Okay, well, if your brain can't hold it, then I don't understand how it's ever going to do any good.
Okay, I'm talking about being able to give it to a therapist. So,
well, it should be in your brain.
I would do my best to comb through those phone calls.
If it's not, then he's not a therapist. He's just an arbitrator.
What was that?
I don't need you to comb through this phone call, Dustin.
Well, where else am I going to get it?
From your own brain.
You won't talk to him.
I've spent so much time with you. This is really, really hurting me. I can't ever have freedom from me being the one who's responsible for the fact that this is not getting better. Like, please.
All I'm asking, I don't want to hurt you. You're clearly upset. I'm not asking you to be responsible. I'm just asking for details about.
No, you're telling me that you're going to get all better psychologically if I.
I'm not telling you that. I'm just asking for details about what you're claiming so that I can at least talk about it with a therapist. Maybe I'm totally nuts, and that never gets any better.
Or that you can't get better if you can't tell him my side of the story.
That's what I'm saying. I would like to tell him your side of the story.
You don't know because of that. Like, you're pretending that I haven't told you. You're pretending that it's not in your brain.
It's not in my brain.
You're pretending that you
anything.
Don't know. You're pretending you don't know 10 other people who could all tell the counselor just fine. You're pretending that you have to come to
I've tried that and they can't. I've tried that and they have no actual things that they have concerns about to share. So I think I got one out of CA, which was the Easter shredding thing.
Only literally the most recent time you would see me at that point.
I can't understand you, but I gotta go, honey.
Every moment of my life with you. Exactly how you're going to treat me if I'm not doing exactly what you want me to do.
You're not doing what I want you to do right now. It's called life.
You are,
I manipulated you.
If you're trying to make me think that I have the potential to have an amazing husband and a happy family and godly home, if only I would tell my side of the story to a counselor. And it's like the last time I talked to you and a counselor, like, it was
your counselor.
You only lasted
two sessions. And
I know, because what you were doing was terrible. You were terrible. You talked and you talked and you talked and you talked and it was terrible. There's no reason.
I don't remember talking very much.
It's incredibly victimizing.
The only thing what I remember is you accused me of something.
You talked about that's fine. But you didn't hear that you would take a literal half second and make that what the whole thing was about.
The rest of it was him saying, why don't you guys get divorced?
You're ignoring the hour and 59 minutes where you tried to say that it was all my fault that you didn't get to shred the papers because I went back on an agreement. Like, that was awful. I should not have had to sit through that. That was awful.
Well, I'm sorry.
Where you told him that it was moral and fine and your business if you were going to kill yourself and it had nothing to do with me and the kids.
What? What are you talking about?
You told Matt that it was your decision if you wanted to kill yourself.
Okay. Well,
and you accused me of badgering you and hounding you about it. I should not have to sit through that. Nobody should have to sit through that. I should be free from all of this. I should not be having any coercion whatsoever placed on me to have to be back in a conversation with you on the phone or a counseling session with you or a conversation with you in person. Like,
nobody says you have to do anything, Erin. If you ever want to share your opinion with a professional counselor, I have been always willing to do that. I've been trying for months. It would be extremely helpful to me. I think it would be extremely helpful to you. There is no coercion involved. You don't have to do anything.
I don't think that you should talk that way to me because that feels pretty coercive. Like,
it's coercive to say that it's your decision and nobody can.
No, for you to say that you've been trying for 4 months to get me to tell my side.
It's longer than that. Longer than 4 months. I didn't say 4 months.
I know, but you're the one who said it.
I said months.
You said 4 months. You said 4 months without the U. 4 months.
Okay.
4 months. But, like, you're leaving out the part about how I've tried and tried and tried and got victimized every time. You're leaving out the part where evidently it was concerning and creepy that I made multiple phone calls to Nathan's voicemail in one day. You're leaving out the part where you got me to send a whole long
message. That's got nothing to do with me. That's strictly your interaction with Nathan.
But you have to recognize that when I do this thing that you're trying to convince me would be helpful, I, for one, get victimized by it. I'm the one who has to go through having that said about me. But you're not in Nathan's office right now standing up for my honor. You're not
driving. I stand up for your honor all the time. That's not true. I do.
I'm just saying it feels
pretty coercive. You can ask Nathan.
It feels pretty coercive and manipulative to me for you to try to act like you have done so much to try to get me involved in your therapy and I somehow have refused to. Like, that's pretty coercive because you're shaming me for the things that I
Erin,
refused
to.
Erin,
it would be a helpful, normal thing to do. You haven't done it. So you haven't. You called Nathan and we're silent.
That's not true.
20 minutes into my therapy. I'm going to go get therapy. I hope after this phone call you return to being happy. I want you to be happy.
I just would like you to not call me next time.
Well,
and if you really care about me,
we'll see.
Really care about my schedule, then schedule it 7 days in advance. And if you don't really care about my schedule...
This is all changing all the time. It was 7 days or 24 hours,
no,
and you said 48 hours. Now it's 7 days.
Originally I told you 7 days, not realizing the extent to which you intended to take time sharing with the children and use it to make me look like I'm trying to be vindictive or punishing. I had no idea that that was coming down the pike at me.
I told you can have whatever you want. So you have no legitimate concerns about any of this.
I just would really like you to not call me anymore.
I'd really like you to talk to a therapist.
I did.
No,
we both know how that turned out. Yes, I did.
If the problem is me, why don't you talk to them alone? I would like somebody to get your opinion.
Do not hear what you're doing
stuff.
Right now. Do not hear.
Yes, I do. I'm asking you to talk to the therapist.
Stop
hitting
me poorly. Suddenly be my responsibility. Do not.
I'm not saying it's your responsibility. There's no discussion about responsibility. I'm asking you and telling you it is my desire to have you talk to a therapist that will also work with me so that we can try and figure some of this out.
Okay, well, that feels coercive to me. That feels coercive.
Everything sounds coercive to you, Aaron. Everything sounds coercive to you. I'm not saying that you have to do something.
I think that when you say, quote, everything sounds coercive to you, unquote, that you are being manipulative and psychologically exerting control over me. I think that you
are not controlling
using...
you. There's nobody controlling you. I'm just expressing
that,
something that, in my opinion, would be helpful that we haven't tried.
That's not the quote. The quote we're referring to right now is, quote, everything is controlling to you, Aaron. Unquote.
Well, listen to this phone call. Listen to all the other phone calls. Listen to how you describe previous interactions.
I'm telling you that when you take that and you tell me everything is controlling to you, you're not talking anymore about the behavior that we were just discussing. You've just changed the subject and you've just asked me to question my reality on the basis of there's something wrong with me that just makes me think stuff controlling.